Rediscovering America is the segment, and travel journalist Karen LaPerry visits Canvas, and we're going to chat about that. Good morning.
Good morning, Roy. How are you doing?
I'm doing terrific. How about yourself?
Oh, likewise. Thank you.
This is a surprisingly wonderful article. I Breathless in Kansas. First of all, you start out with a bit of a scare, which really got you breathless. Let's start off with that, if you will.
I had caught an early morning flight, as so many of us do, and we ended up making an emergency landing because cabin pressure, there was a primary failure. And so we ended up going to an airport that wasn't on our schedule and had very little support because that particular airline didn't have a lot of gates in Pittsburgh. So, you know, it like some travel can be, you know, when we try something different, it can challenge us.
What you're saying is it started off breathless in a different way.
Yes,
because
most definitely.
Because if they would have stayed there, there wouldn't be any breath, and that's why they descended to 10,000 feet in a hurry. Now, but then you say when you got to Kansas, you were breathless for other reasons.
Oh, most definitely. This was such a big, pleasant surprise. And I must confess that I really had never been to Kansas. I've been through Kansas, the airport, but that's about it. So I wasn't quite sure what to expect other than, you know, the old adages that are out there, which is a lot of cornfields.
Yeah, I hadn't been to Kansas either, and that's why I enjoyed reading your article. And the next paragraph, you say you were heading for the hills.
Oh, yes. That was my first evening, having arrived quite late. Where I went, it just transported me to a different world. It was the Circle S Ranch and Country Inn. And I had never really stayed at a ranch inn. And so this was just such a pleasant surprise, especially the next morning, waking up and taking an early morning walk around the ranch and seeing bison and horses and cattle and these wonderful grasses and, you know, spotted trees everywhere. It was truly a wonderful experience.
Now, you were in Lawrence, I believe. Is that correct?
I started out, yeah. I stopped for dinner in Lawrence, which is a university town. They have two universities there. And just a very lively theater district and, of course, known for their restaurants. And it is the place to go if you're looking for nightlife.
Yeah, and you were saying that it was originally founded in 1854.
Yes. As Kansas has this legacy of taking a stand against slavery, and they became known as the Free State, and Lawrence in particular.
I was surprised to see that. That was really interesting.
I will admit, it's something I didn't know either. And here we, you know, I would just think after all my years, too, that I think I know a lot that's happened. But I think this is what continues to amaze me when I go and rediscover the different states that we have, that there's just this wealth of culture and history that just never came out in, you know, grade school or college in our history courses. And so that's the real excitement, is experiencing it here and now.
And you went over to the Circle K Ranch, I believe, did you?
Yes, after my dinner. And this was the luxury ranch, which just had these rooms that were practically the size of a small house. And they were branded with ranch themes everywhere. But it was all, you know, with this luxury. For example, they had a silo that had been converted into a first-class spa.
Hmm, oh, interesting. And there were some buffalo roaming in and around there as well, weren't there?
Yes, and I had the distinct pleasure of being accompanied by one of the ranch hands in his truck and took me for a spin where I could get photos of the buffalo. Totally exciting.
And you decided to get spoiled a little yourself. You went into the spa, did you not?
Oh, yes. Well, who could pass that up? You know, a gravel road, deep tissue massage. Now, come on.
Yep. that's kind of a nice break. We did a little of that on the last trip. So let's see, where did you go off from there?
Well, I you know, one of the real big surprises is the Flint Hills. And again, something I didn't really know a whole lot about. Uh-huh. And the Flint Hills are, you know, rolling, very scenic, covered with prairie grass, and depending upon the season, are either green or gold. But one reason they've been able to be preserved in their natural state is because all the flint that is there, and it prevented farmers from tilling the soil, and so most of them moved on where they could find soil that wasn't quite as challenging. So in this particular area, you have some of this pristine tall grass prairie that, you know, there's only 4% left of what used to be 100 years ago, and it's in this particular area. And just the ability to go see what the prairies look like when the pioneers crossed many, many years ago was just an awesome experience. It was breathtaking.
So then you drove through Topeka, and then you stopped at Alma, I understand, at the creamery.
Yeah, a nice little town off this one of the scenic byways. And they do, they craft their own cheese in all kinds of flavors. And so not only did I have a chance to sample it, but they also took me on a tour of their operations, and I had a chance to see just how cheddar is made. And that's a pretty magnificent process. And I was really surprised at how elaborate it is, too.
Driving was quite easy to get from, you know, one place to the other, because you then say that you went, you drove down the Native Stone Scenic Byway, and which was a major stop on the Santa Fe Trail, mm-hmm. I gather from your article.
Yes.
And let's see, where did you go? You went to the Hayes House.
Well, the Hayes is one of, or the oldest operating restaurant, I think it was west of the Mississippi. So, of course, I had to stop and take a photo, and legend has it, actually I think it's fact has it, that it was the great-grandson of Daniel Boone that actually built it. So, a lot of history there. And as I was taking a photo, it was a nice, quaint town, this nice gentleman who had just gotten off his Harley came over and asked if there was anything he could help me out with as far as the town was concerned. And it ended up being the mayor. It just... You know, just such open friendliness is just not something you always experience in your travels.
But certainly nice to know it still exists.
Oh, yes.
So then you went to the Flint Hills, I understand.
Driving through the Flint Hills, I was on my way to Cottonwood, which is where the Chase County Courthouse is.
Right.
And going through the scenic byway and actually stopping at the Tall Grass Prairie National Preserve before I went to the courthouse. And I just like to bring out that, because I really believe this, that, you know, if you have a life list of 100 things you want to see and do before you die, I really do think you should add this to it.
The courthouse?
No, this is the Tall Grass. Well, the courthouse is right up there, believe me.
Right.
But the Tall Grass Prairie National Preserve, it's
the newest
mm-hmm. National park.
Right.
And the first one ever in Kansas, which makes it so exciting. But just the opportunity to experience this vanishing prairie grass ecosystem and see what it was like in the days of the pioneers, truly phenomenal.
And you were moved by the native tall grass prairie.
I was. The silence was breathtaking. Not to overuse that, but everywhere I went, I found my breath being taken away because things were just... I was just caught by surprise at the beauty. And, you know, the silence in the grass forced you to look at your feet. And you found that there was this wonderful ecosystem there, you know, with flowers and grasses and lizards and all kinds of birds I spotted around. Wonderful birding spot, I understand.
And just to get back to the courthouse for a moment, I just think that most people, when you talk about courthouses, say, what do I want to go see a courthouse for? But tell us about the history, because that's really quite interesting.
Well, yes. And I think what's so interesting, it is just one of the most beautiful renditions of French Renaissance style of architecture. And it's just like a page out of the history book, and it's still operational, and you can actually tour it. And they have the spiral staircase that was built out of the native cottonwood and hand-hewn, but there's no central support. And the mystery today is how it stays intact.
Hmm.
And people from all over the world come to look at this and marvel to just at...
Amazing.
It's beyond belief.
Now, down the street from the courthouse is the Grand Central Hotel.
Yes.
And grill, and as you say in your article, it's the only AAA four diamond star hotel in the state.
In the whole state of Kansas, and I can definitely see why. When I walked in, I felt as if I was going into the pages of a Western saloon, you know, with elegance. And the Western theme was there, along with all the branding and the history. Everywhere I turned, and there were bison heads, you know, mounted on the wall with names, too. A very friendly place. But it was the service that was just really a statement of elegance and professionalism. And not to mention, you know, probably some of the best beef in the whole state was served right there. I definitely could go back again and again. The food was just exquisite. But I think even putting all that aside, it was the owner, Suzanne, Suzanne Barnes, actually, is the proprietor.
Right.
She was just so special. She's apparently used to be a flight attendant. And just not only carried all those skills with her, but it's quite the business lady. And it's almost like she can second guess, you know, what you want to do. And she is there to make things happen and to make your experience of Kansas the best that it can ever be.
Now
she certainly did that for me.
She was probably from the era where service was stressed upon in the airline industry. It seems that's changed, unfortunately.
Yes, and oh, just such an elegant lady.
Now let's go to agritourism, which is one of your specialties.
Mm-hmm.
You left Lawrence, and then you went to Kansas City, and the city of Ottawa?
Well, it's the city of Ottawa, which is in Franklin County. Ottawa is kind of their capital. It's actually, I don't know if you can call it a city. I wouldn't call it one by East Coast standards.
There are only 12,000
About 12,000 population,
that, huh?
Yeah. It just so much historic charm. You know, Andy of Mayberry is what it reminded me of. And I was tickled that I was able to walk down these streets that, you know, I thought you could only see on TV, but here it was, and real people were living here. So, you know, after, this particular day, you know, I made several stops as far as kind of the agritourism. One that took in the a local alpaca company, which is a little bit different than a llama. They're actually a little bit nicer, and their wool is a little bit softer. And what was so special about this place is, of course, you could go see all the yearlings and see them firsthand, and the fact that they also sheared the wool and sold it as, I believe it's called, skeins. I don't really deal with that, so I apologize if I don't have the right terminology. But they also had all kinds of gifts made from the sheared coats of the alpacas, which was just really delightful. I went from the alpacas on to go see a bison farm. And this particular bison farm, they took me in a truck, and we actually got in the middle of the bison, and once again I had this opportunity to photograph them. I just did not stop with the camera. I was just overtaken by these massive prairie beasts. And the owner, who's Jack Beauchamp, was telling me that, you know, buffalo meat is probably the leanest with the least calories of all meats on the market today, and wonderful for your heart. After having a bison burger, I can tell you it's at least tasty.
Yeah, I had a little bison steak one time, and I'm still chewing it, but...
Well, maybe it wasn't prepared quite right.
I guess. Now, for somebody that wants to go there, of course, you flew from where? Where did you start out?
Well, I flew out of Dulles International, which is in the Washington, D.C. area. And actually, I was supposed to fly to St. Paul, Minneapolis, St. Paul. And, of course, that's where I got waylaid to Pittsburgh. So I'm not sure I could really recommend the route I took. But there are some very decent connections, and I believe there's some nonstop service as well going to Kansas City. And I might point out, because it confused me a little bit, is that the Kansas City airport is actually in Missouri.
It certainly is an interesting trip, that's for sure. And there's a little slideshow of Karen's photographic moments in Kansas, and you can go to the website and click on it and see some really super some super photos. And we're going to run for now, Karen. We thank you very much, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Well, a pleasure always, Roy.
Thank you, my dear. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.